You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
What's up? This is Robert Kelly. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, November 16th through the 18th, I'll be at Captain Brian's Fish Shack. I'll be off the Hook Comedy Club in Marco Island. You can buy tickets. Call 239-389-6900. To get tickets, or go to CaptainBrian.com. I don't think the fishshack.com is taken. So go to the comedy club. It's one of my favorite clubs. Great restaurant, some great fish, and some great dick jokes this weekend at Captain Brian's.
Fish Shack.
Shut up. It's a great club. Come on down. Spread the word. Oh, God, I hate you.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude? Podcast.
Dude.
This is the apocalypse, post-apocalypse Sandy podcast. We actually got another one coming out next week. We did two tonight. Anyways, I'm going to fucking break the illusion that next week's...
Oh, you're breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, I am. Fuck you. I'm looking right at the camera like fucking like Burt Reynolds.
These same people didn't get together twice.
What?
Yes, we did. So this show, this one is, we had a hurricane here in Manhattan, New Jersey, and it's fucking no joke. And I'll be honest, I was in Chicago. I got stuck. I couldn't get home. I tried to get home. I was going to drive home.
Really, you're going to drive it?
I was going to drive it. I was filming in Chicago, and Kelly, can you not distract people with your fucking candy? Just put your fucking thing down. Why don't you take your phone out and start talking on the phone?
I wanted this candy so bad.
Who cares? So you're fucking doing this to everybody. We're opening the podcast, and people are fucking looking at your dumb candy hand.
Candy hand.
I'm trying to fucking talk. I mean, we had a very serious... I know you don't love this country like we do, because we're American.
You asshole. Get it?
But a lot of people lost a lot of shit. And not only did the people lose things, some people just lost electricity. But for 1, 2, 3, 4 days, all of a sudden, your life is different.
Yeah.
When you don't have heat, when your kids or your wife... you don't have hot water, and you don't have electricity, and at night you can't see your neighborhood, you can't walk around, there's no food, there's no gas, the gas lines are ridiculous. That was some crazy shit that's going on, and it's still going on, okay, a week later.
Well.
It is.
Yeah, very much so.
Look, look, Manhattan has power, but this fucking Long Island doesn't have, some place in Long Island have a Jersey. And here's the thing.
Long Beach.
These people who had the houses on the ocean, those are the people that you wanted to be. You always drove by those houses. Imagine someday, honey, we'd love to get a house on the beach. Those are those people who saved and lived there their whole lives or bought the place.
I specifically wish that their houses would be washed away at one point. I feel...
too soon, dude. I mean, think about this, though. These people... Here's the thing. You realize that these people don't have anything. They're sleeping on a cot in a church or a gymnasium of a school right now. And these are grown people. These are people, retired people. People who have had their families and are living out the rest of their lives don't have shit now. And it's weird because I'm bringing all this up because me and you live in the city. Kelly, you live, nothing really happened to you, right?
No, I just didn't have any transportation.
No transportation. So your daily routine, your 20-minute ride to work every day mm-hmm. on a train turned into a three-hour fucking...
3 hours. And still now, it's still not right.
It's fucking terrible.
Over an hour to make a 35-minute trip.
Right. So yeah. You had to go to the fucking work or get into town. It was a fucking nightmare. Phil, anything happened to you?
No, I mean, I'm with Kelly in Astoria. I live right next to the gas station, though. All day, all I hear is just horns,
yelling.
You know, fights.
Yeah.
Fights. People get in fights for the line. It goes 4 or 5 blocks down the line for the gas station.
It's not even that bad.
Mm. Yeah.
4 or 5 blocks. I've been in worse than that.
What happened to you? Anything happened to you, Lil?
Well, we lost our power.
You lost your power?
Yeah,
how
we
long
lost
for?
Our power.
6 days?
No, like 3 days, 4 days.
Okay. How did you deal? How did
Gramercy.
You how did you deal with that?
We went up to a friend's place. We had friends that went out of town for the weekend to the CMA Awards.
Yeah.
So they gave us their apartment in Hell's Kitchen.
I lived on 47th and 9th, and we didn't get any flooding.
Nothing.
We didn't lose any power. We had everything.
Yeah. You go uptown,
and
like
the deli on the street had food.
Yeah.
So we had all everything because I can afford to live better than you people.
Whoa. I live in a way nicer neighborhood than you.
No, you don't.
Gramercy?
Dude,
we're Hell's Kitchen. You're
in the east.
Fucking...
You're in the east. First of all,
you're fucking.
You're not in a good neighborhood when you have a Dunkin' Donuts on your corner. Okay, it's a shit neighborhood.
That's a terrible barometer.
You have
absolutely.
You have a
and you guys
donuts.
All let me know
you
by not
that.
Laughing.
And
that's how comedy. That's how comedy works, dude. Your neighborhood is way shitty. I live in
Gramercy. Are you out of your fucking skull,
dude? I live in Helsey.
That's
what they call
it now.
My whole fucking neighborhood is beautiful. I live on a brownstone block. Mm. You've been to my place.
I've been here. I lived on your block.
Yeah, but your block and my block are two different
Dude,
things.
If I lived in that apartment in your neighborhood a block away, your neighborhood's not that nice.
You'd clearly be squatting.
The best thing about New York is the one block and you're fucking in hell. The other block, oh my God, it's beautiful. That's what New York
Dude,
is.
I think
your
really
block...
Funny. That people kept on kicking your scooter down. You told me that.
That was you, wasn't it? Was it you? Did you kick my scooter down?
It was. He told me.
Was it you?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
He told me one time.
Really?
He was stoned. He won't remember. But he told me one time.
No,
he used to kick
I didn't kick your scooter.
Are you kidding me?
He had a fucking faggy scooter.
Kelly, look at me.
And gay dudes in the neighborhood.
Did he kick my scooter? Did you kick the white stallion?
No, I didn't kick
the. I mean, the white unicorn. It was the white unicorn. That was her name.
I
the
like
white unicorn.
Stallion. That's
it was the white
got
unicorn.
Rid of it?
I had to sell it. I got too much
These
shit for
gay
it.
Gay dudes kept on attacking your bike.
But here's the deal. This was no joke. We went through it last year with Irene. It didn't affect us. Everybody prepared, blah, blah, blah. It didn't hit. Oh, and a lot of people thought the same shit was going to happen.
That was me. Beatrice was like, get candles. I was like, no fucking way. I'm not wasting money on candles.
I actually...
candles
Irene.
Are $3.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
Irene.
Candles.
Fuck this hurricane.
Irene... The actually severity of Irene had a lot to do with how I ended up where I ended up, because Irene had 6 inches of water come in my basement. That's where all my shit is.
Well, here's the deal. Let's cut back. We got to set you up because
sure.
Out of all the people here, and the reason why I went through everybody and I didn't go to you is because you lost. I mean, explain to people you lost a lot. I mean, explain to people what happened to you.
Well, what happened was,
where do you live? Well,
actually,
and
I live in Freeport, Long Island, right on like. The harbors, so more like, you know, like marinas. It's not really like ocean, like beach, but there's marinas
mm-hmm.
very close to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nautical Mile, if anybody does know the area, is right near me. And when Irene last year came, it was funny because it really wasn't. Everyone was kind of like, nah, whatever. It was not a big deal at all.
Yeah.
But like when I went home, it was like actually, but it was only 6 inches of water got in my basement. But that 6 inches of water destroyed so much shit. Furniture, my TV,
You keep your TV in the basement?
I have the basement is like kind of my office sanctuary. It's kind of I have my big TV and my video games.
Right.
Like I have
like a furnished basement.
Yes.
Like an Italian basement.
But it's almost no. It's not furnished. It's almost like a bed. It's a big bed.
It's
down
like
there.
A man cave. But
do you guys sleep
pictures
there?
Of flowers.
Huh?
Do you sleep there?
No.
Okay, so you have your room and stuff upstairs, but this
yeah.
is your area.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, but it's like I hang there all the time. So when I When I had last time Irene like destroyed all my stuff with such a little amount of water, I was like, I can fight 6 inches of water. I think I could have fought that 6 inches of water and saved some of my stuff or most of it. So I said I would stay behind this time, and I sent Carla, my wife, and Isabella to. They went to their friend's house.
Your daughter,
a lesbian couple. They would just stay with your wife. Yeah, my wife.
Your wife and Isabella is not a lesbian couple.
No, yes.
That's your wife and your daughter. Let's just set that up.
That's
not yet.
Cool.
But we might need money soon. So we'll see whatever they're offering. So I sent them to, they went to one of their friends' houses with a lesbian couple, and they and it was, you know, out of the flood zone, but I was like, I'm gonna stay behind.
A lesbian couple or a Lisa Lampanelli fan base.
Yes. Definitely familiar with her masterworks.
Okay.
So they stayed there and I stayed behind the house, and at about 5:30 at night, it was pretty evident that there was nothing I was gonna be. I just randomly went and looked at the front of the house. The basement was still dry. The sub pump area was bone dry. No problems yet at all. But I just looked outside, and at least tire deep water in one shot was coming down the road.
Really?
All right, yeah.
It was coming down the road like a wave.
But not even like a wave, just like a wall of like 2 foot high water. Ugh. Just coming all at once down the road. And it was kind of splitting off in the middle. So I said right away, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to be able to stop this. Like, this is going to be bad, and pretty soon I'll be in like a rescue situation soon. And high tide is at 9 p.m.
This is 5:30. Okay, 5:30. Did you run down it? Was your TV out? Did you get your bed out? You left your TV down there.
Didn't have anything to do with that. I called Carla. I go, this has gotten bad. I'm not going to be able to save this. Get me out of here. No, but the same thing.
What do you mean, get me out of here?
I need to come get
you. You had your wife come get you?
Yeah, listen, I'm going to tell you
what happened. Sorry, you're right. Go ahead.
That's okay. But no, I didn't. By the way, with the sub pump and everything, mm-hmm. I still thought we were going to be 6 inches of water. 6 inches wasn't, it was going to fuck up a lot of shit again. You don't understand. Like, that's like, when we move there, the basement is like our storage. So it's just tons of boxes in one room, tons of furniture in another room. But it's kind of just almost like stored there, if it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's no way I'm going to be able to move all that and save it. So, again, the bottom level, I assume, is again going to get fucked up.
Right. And there's a TV down there. Your Xbox is
down
there.
Yes. This time, now what happened was my mom and step-pop gave me their old TV a couple years back. And it was big TV, but it's tube. So one of the, like, floor standers.
Mm.
But like a big widescreen TV. I loved it. That was my big TV. And 6 inches, because it's one of those floor standers, 6 inches killed it. You know, it's like all the machinery is down in the bottom.
Yeah.
So now I have a 55-inch flat screen, like nice high up.
Right.
And so I'm like, that's not really an issue. My Xbox is up on the dresser. It's the bottom drawer of the dresser is going to get fucked up again. That's what's going to happen, I'm assuming. So I call her to come get me. She comes to get me without our daughter. Thank God. Our daughter stays at the lesbian's house. And she...
it's the story of how your daughter becomes a lesbian.
She's just fucking...
Yes, she's exactly prime for the plucking. Quick.
Now,
yeah, then she can meet your...
Put on Melissa Etheridge.
She can meet your gay son.
Go fucking join a high school musical together.
Yeah, they can start an alt band and fucking be on The Voice.
Yeah. So she comes to get me. She comes in the house. She parks in the driveway.
Yeah.
She even says as she's coming in, like, the water's about tire deep. And she goes... oh, the computer in the car is doing all kinds of weird. It's like it's a newer car. It's 2012.
What kind of car?
Ford Explorer, 2012.
Great car.
It was. I loved it. So, yeah.
Jesus, if that isn't a fucking.
Yeah.
If that isn't a hint.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah. Wow.
You really?
She pulls into the driveway, and she already goes, it's doing things where it's saying like oil pressure low, but it's just the computer's getting screwy from all the water and stuff. Mm-hmm. So. She comes in. We're inside for 5 minutes tops. I throw candles in a bag because the power had already gone out over there.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet here yet. So she comes in. I throw together a bag, candles, and like my computer basically is what I grab. Just like, you know, anything you figure out you can
candles,
contact with. Anything you got to contact with.
Porn and candles to jerk off to.
Exactly.
Right.
Give them out the wax and use it for lube.
That's not lube, Lewis. That would be make it really sticky and painful. But I appreciate you looking
fucking,
for lube. Man, he's blocking you in every fucking way.
Hey, dude, I fucking took a hot one. So what? Fuck you. You didn't help me.
You're still pretty.
So...
Yeah, go ahead, Mythbusters.
Can you use wax as lubricant?
Let's
find out.
We've got comedian Luis Gomez here. Let's find out.
I'm Luis Gomez in a beret. Let me figure out.
Luis J. Gomez.
This is a wax dick we made earlier.
I'm a real ass dude.
Test it out.
I'm a real
Kelly's going to suck him off.
Dude.
One potato, two potato, foreskin.
And jizz. As fake jizz, anyway.
Go ahead.
So she goes back in 5 minutes. We throw this bag together and we leave.
Yeah.
We get in the car. I pull out. We start driving down the block. The water is rising so fast that we get about 3 blocks away.
Oh my God.
2.5 blocks away. The car just completely shorts out, just dies.
Oh my God.
And new cars, for some shitty reason, have a fail safe. You can't even drop it. This is later's problems, but you can't even drop it in neutral to move it. It just locks completely. So we're there, and it's like there's no choice. We have the dog in the back seat of the car in a crate.
They ate him.
Jesus Christ.
Her. First of all, to her.
It was alive.
It's a lesbian dog.
Carla grabs the bag.
Yeah.
And we decide we gotta go back to the house. That's it. So
what? Jay's like,
I have to drown this dog.
How far you guys floated on the dog crate?
Two and a half blocks.
2.5 blocks away. You made 2.5 blocks. Your car dies. And this is the thing with cars. New cars are all computer-based.
Yep.
So you're fucked. If you were in an older car, you probably would have made
it. Could have muscled through it.
It's just an engine.
That may have been fucked up tomorrow because of the salt water.
Right.
But just any water.
New cars, fucking gone. Yeah. You're done. It's just once that computer gets wet, you're done.
You're fucked. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's supposed to be a rugged car, too, you know? So we got to make the decision. We got to walk back to the house. I'm in shorts and a t-shirt because we're just trying to get the fuck out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I jump out. We're in waist-deep water.
Oh, my God.
I grab the dog out of the back seat in the crate, and I walk with the dog over my head. Carla gets out of the car. She's hysterical because, and I didn't even put this together right away, too, but, you know, maternal instinct is strong. She's bawling hysterically because she realizes now we're not going to get back to Isabella.
Yeah, but they're with Les. She's with lesbians.
She's fine. She
the
is fine.
The strongest of the
nothing,
humans.
There's exactly. There's nobody I'd rather have my daughter with than a fucking pair of lesbians.
Just yeah. What are they gonna do? Like, clam bash in front of her?
Doesn't
even make any sense.
Punch the water back to tide.
You know doesn't make sense to anything.
Fucking great food they have that they grew in their little shitty garden.
None.
They have a root cellar that just they're doomsday fucking vag preppers.
Yeah, worst case scenario, they could just headbutt their fucking short-haired heads to the
fucking... Yes.
Wow, how dirty was that? Wow, someone needs more weed.
Short hairs.
Jay, can I ask you?
Short hairs.
When you were walking through the water, was there a current going through the water? And you could feel it on
it's
your legs.
Knocking
right
my out. Shoes off.
Yeah.
What?
I'm trying to like keep my shoes on.
Yeah, but you had Uggs on, it was right?
I had construction boots.
This is what they make you wear that over the lesbian. You have to wear, he has to wear male.
Was it knocking your scarf off? Because I wish it was.
There's no scarf, buddy. I was t-shirt, shorts.
Were your mittens wet?
No mittens this one.
So, you don't have time to get the mittens.
It was divine. It was divine intervention.
There's bigger problems. My mittens are soaked.
Jay died because of his outfit got wet and took him under.
God was just trying to redress Jay.
The density of my amount of clothing.
The density of his mittens and his scarf took him down. All right, so go ahead. You're out. You 5 minutes. This went from tire high to waist high water.
Yeah.
And this is the exact moment where you truly did not appreciate any more Lost jokes. Because you get that a lot. Lost.
But also
lost.
The current
Farley.
As well. If anyone has never been caught in a current before, it's like...
It wasn't so bad. But the problem was we're going... we're walking. She's hysterical. But it's like a movie. I don't know what to do. So I'm just doing like... I'm going, Carla, I need you to be strong. I'm like, come on. We got to... Because she's just hysterical. And she goes, we're not going to get back to see... I'm like, I need you to get 100% right now. I need you to... So we get back to the house.
Wait a minute.
Sure.
Kelly, can you be Carla? Can you be you? Ready?
Come on. Focus.
I can't.
She's fine. She's fine.
Leave me here. I need you.
We got to survive right now.
I want to survive. Leave me here to die. Go on and help me.
And you're a filmist.
Okay. Here's Lewis. Can we do Lewis's Lewis's wife? You be the wife and you be Lewis. Ready? Start, go. Action.
Leave me.
Shut up. Just shut the fuck up.
We gotta get back.
I'm trying. Sport. Stop. God damn it. Sport. Wait here.
I don't want it.
I'm waiting. I'll be right back.
I'll be right back. Hang on.
You stay here. I'm going to go back to the car.
My jeans.
The car will start. Come on.
Oh, shit. All right, go ahead.
We get back to the house. I mean, it's like breathing.
What is that?
angry. He's not pissed. Louis, what the fuck? All
right, go ahead.
Are you stoned or angry? I can't tell.
Yeah, a little both. We get back to the house, yeah. literally breathing heavy, like, holy shit, that was one of the craziest things I've ever been a part of. Just even that 2.5 blocks.
Yeah.
We go back in the house. We don't know what's going on. Now we go downstairs. It's like, all right, well, now it's like starting.
Can I just ask, is there shit floating in the water? I mean, do you.
No,
is
not
there a
much.
Boat? Is there, no. Do you see other people?
Nope, no people.
So it's just you, waist high water.
Pure darkness at this point.
It's dark out.
Pure darkness.
Electricity's gone.
Is gone.
You have. So you're back before they had streetlights. You're back in the fucking 1600s.
Yeah.
It's in the woods.
Yeah. It's fucking. Yeah. Exactly.
In the dark, waist high water. Mm-hmm. It's in. And winds are fucking nuts.
Crazy. Yeah.
Crazy. Carrying a dog crate over your head.
Yeah.
And your wife is fucking panicking.
Yeah, I'm panicking too. I'm just trying to keep it together. But I know we gotta get the fuck back to that.
You're going back
choice.
To this house that's gonna be
against
flooded.
The current.
Really?
So, yeah. So we get in the house. Now, luckily, the first floor of the house is even like when you get in the house, it's a few steps off the ground, and then when you get in the house, it's like three more steps, and there's the first level of the house really starts there.
Okay.
But the basement's subterranean.
So we great go word. You can use it again if you want.
I'll get some point.
Later on. Just
don't
throw
tell,
it back in.
Yeah,
should I just call the
when.
Pump the subterranean pump?
Yeah.
So we go in the basement now. And it's, again, bone dry.
Get the fuck.
No, listen. It's bone dry. This is outside. At the front of the house, it's rising up. But it's still not even like, it's like you're out of the water. If you're on the sidewalk, you're in knee-deep water. If you're in the street, you're in waist-deep water. It's that much of a jump-off.
Wow.
When you get to the steps, our outside steps, you're on steps. You know, you're on definitely ground.
Right. Solid ground.
Solid ground.
That's what they call that. You have subterranean, but this is solid
this
ground.
Is solid ground okay. Now. We're talking. We get inside. In like a few minutes again, we go downstairs. We just kind of check a few things out. We go back upstairs.
Yeah.
We hear a fucking, like a loud like lawnmower. So it's a generator we hear. Our neighbors have a generator. We call them. They have like a, come over, fuck it. What are we going to do? We're drinking and just. Smoking
really?
Weed and hanging out, and let's just fucking kick it. It'll be great.
Which, by the way, is the attitude of almost everybody in New York City during this whole thing.
That's well, like, yeah, but not in this dire of a scenario, though. I think
I get Long Island now in Queens and Brooklyn. It's a little different.
But they had, the cars are fucked. We're blah. Your stuff's going to be fucked. Just get over here. We'll ride it out together. We have a generator with 2 gallons of gas. We got about 2 more hours left. We have TV or whatever. We'll figure it out.
Fucking TV.
What, no, actually, they were actually running a lamp. They were actually using the generator to keep.
That's a big fucking difference.
The
you
lamp
from,
was.
You
the
went
lamp.
From CNN TV to
no,
fucking
we
a lamp.
We ultimately ended up plugging the TV, but for news, literally
okay,
for
yeah.
the news.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to watch fucking Mad About You.
I
would hope not.
I ultimately ended up like nodding off the tower heist at one point. Actually, I didn't even. I'll tell you that.
We all did. I did that at the movies. It's a gold call. Oh, fucking Eddie Murphy, please be funny again. Please, for my fucking...
I beg of you.
For the love of sweet Jesus.
Jesus, for love, stop doing these. Just be funny. Just fuck be funny once again. Go ahead.
So...
Lewis is resting his fat face on the microphone.
I'm hungry.
They're just drunk. Zombies killing
Obama
people outside?
Won. Obama won?
That's probably that. There's people screaming.
No, it's a black girl screaming, so that's why you're saying that, you're racist. Breaking news. Democrat Senator McClaren. No, we didn't. No, no.
We got nothing on CNN?
I thought I hadn't finished it.
Did you shut your computer off, you fucking numb?
I need power.
Oh, God.
Power?
Oh, fucking Kelly. Well, I need your power. All right, well, here's your own power, you fucking twat.
I'll open up my computer where I write me jerks.
My jerks.
She's the actual internet for the show.
I know
she runs out of... Hang on. Shut your face. For the love of God. She runs out of power. Why am I talking like her? She runs out of power.
Power.
She doesn't think to plug her fucking thing in. She just shuts it off. Ugh. The only thing you have to do is
that's
just...
That's a creep. God's really a creep.
The only thing on the show you have to do is be funny.
This might fit in the thing. Can I just borrow yours?
It won't what? No, it's a different plug, you fucking numbskull.
Okay.
Oh, God. Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry. Kelly,
no problem,
you know what,
no
Kelly?
Problem.
Just apologize,
I'm
Kelly.
Sorry, guys.
You don't have to apologize. It's fine.
I like the way she apologizes.
Fucking you owe me one. You owe me an apology.
Say it. Apologize to him.
Right now.
Say it in the mic.
Right
Say
now.
It in the mic. Spit on his cock.
Sorry, you, mate.
No problem.
All right, Kelly, I'm sorry for yelling. All right, we just don't fucking let it happen again. Stupid Australian. Hello, we fucking noodle, fucking baby dee, and the fucking Vegemite, and the fucking kangaroos. Fucking kangaroo, I was fucking it.
Cut him off.
Fucking stupid. Oh, God.
Fucking we hear the generator going, so we call him and like, yeah, come over. So now, this is a difficult thing to do, I didn't realize, like at the moment, making the decision to be like, okay, we're about to go back into waist deep water. So we're like, all right, we're going to do it. I go, let me run downstairs.
Yeah.
And like maybe grab some pants.
From your place.
Yeah.
So they're still in, you're not in water in their house.
No, but
you
listen.
Can still
but,
run
but,
over.
But we came up in 5 minutes. But we're
oh, gonna, they're upstairs.
They're in.
So you live in a house and there's somebody above you.
No. No.
Explain this.
They live next door, another house.
Next door. So you got to walk back.
Walk through the waist deep water again.
Oh my God.
You
got to
make a decision. But they have a generator, which does mean something. That's like, might as well go the fuck over there right,
right.
Now while there's something, mm-hmm. you know, some kind of light, you know.
Right, yeah.
So we make a decision to go over. I go, all right. So all we did was when we came in from like from walking in the thing where we went downstairs, we came upstairs, we lit candles. So 10 minutes we're upstairs maybe.
Okay.
And we decide, all right, we're going to go back over there. We go back downstairs to grab a bag. No point. It's already like a foot and a half of water in minutes.
Where?
Inside the basement. So.
Oh, God.
This shit's all. There's stop. Not even.
I can hear that.
What?
Your fucking dumb, fat lips rubbing on the microphone. Can you please stop that? Either fall asleep or add something to the conversation. If you listen, you'll be able to jump in, everyone. That's how podcasts work. You listen.
Are you telling me?
Yeah.
That's Benicio del Toro. Are you telling me
how podcasts work?
Yeah, just stop rubbing your mouth. Stop that. I know it's some oral fixation
no,
for you, you homo.
Jerk off. That's not what you hear. You hear my fucking chin.
No, weird. I hear your mouth.
You don't hear my mouth.
I don't care. I don't care if I don't hear it. I'm lying right now. Don't do it. Go ahead, Jay.
There's already a foot and a half of water, which means it's complete darkness, so I can't even start unplugging shit and bringing stuff up. I just know. So I'm like, I hope this doesn't go much higher, hopefully, and we have to bail. We just got to go at this point. It's more like scary of a situation.
Because you can get electrocuted.
It's rising so fast, yeah. So we get out of the water, and we go upstairs. We go back in the waist-deep water, we go to the neighbor's house. Now the water, though, is starting to hit the steps in front of the house.
And your car is there. Your
in
car's
the,
back.
In the middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
Blocks away.
And how far is the water up on that car?
When we got out of it, it was as soon as we opened the door, it poured into the doors. So it was like.
So it went in the car.
Immediately. Yeah.
And so it's there. Now you're walking back waist deep water.
Yeah. And we go back out to the neighbor's
and
are
you
right
have
store,
a, you have a bag of clothes over your head.
No clothes.
No clothes. I thought you were going to get jeans.
When we were down there, it was so scary. We had that foot and a half of water rising so fast. Like, you didn't even think about getting pants. Like, we need to fuck back upstairs.
So fuck it. Let's go over there.
Fuck it. Let's go. I'm already wet in these clothes. So we walk over there. We grab the dog. We go over there in waist deep water. They have a generator. They're like, whatever. We'll just have some vodka and we'll smoke a bowl. And whatever. Yeah,
great. Neighbors.
You could smoke cigarettes in their house, which was great. And, right. And it was a nice house, so it wasn't even like.
So your cigarettes didn't get wet walking from the car?
They were in my computer bag with my weed and my ball.
Thank God. Right. Oh, God.
That was by chance, luckily. Thank God.
Luckily?
I did need those things. Yeah,
chance, luckily. Okay.
I think it all worked out. By chance, luckily.
Yeah, I think so.
We go in, but now the water's rising up.
Jesus.
The front steps of the house, like getting to the front of the front door. We go inside, and at this point now, it's probably like 7:30 maybe.
Right.
We go in. Their house, and you know, try to dry off a little bit, and like you know, they're taking it very light, and they have snacks, and we brought like Carla grabbed snacks out of the cupboard to bring stuff over to try to be like, you know, as pleasant as we could with it.
Is this couple Dennis Hoffman and Barbara Streisand from Meet the Fockers too?
Be great. No, they're a young. The guy's Hispanic.
Dustin Hoffman. Fuck, nobody corrected me either. Had to correct myself, which make it worse. Because you know some dudes went, Dennis Hoffman? Dustin.
Hopper.
Fuck me.
You meant Dennis Hopper. Yeah.
Hopper. No, Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman, but you were getting those two names confused.
I did. I got them confused. I'm a little tired. It's late. Go ahead.
But it is late.
Back to the story.
So this couple, we go in there, and it's going great. But very quickly, that water starts rising again so quick that it's getting to like the front step of the front door. And it's getting like now it's like, and now this guy is starting to break down. This guy was very confident. Now he's starting to do a thing where he's like, fuck, man, maybe we really should have just left. And like,
wow,
this is getting bad. Now the car, his car that's in their driveway is buried in water.
Mm. Buried.
So, and the garage is already up to like a car's height of water outside, and it's creeping up the front steps. And it's getting there, and the generator's being pulled back now. It's almost by the front door. We look out back, the thing, the water out back. So I know now the basement where my stuff is 6 feet of water.
Wow.
Because the water's so high out back of the house.
Right.
Out back of my house, there's like steps that go like below surface to the front door.
Right.
To the back door. That goes right to the basement.
Yeah.
You couldn't even tell there were steps or anything that it was the water so high. You could have swam over the backyard fences without touching fence if you swam above.
Jesus.
It. That's Ohio. And it was.
Did you do that? That would have been great to do.
I mean,
you know what, though? I mean, it sucks. You could have been like years later to your kids.
I swam
right
that's
across
how high that water was.
All these fences.
This is where Jay slices his belly open on the top of the fucking cast iron fence.
You see this scar? You see these seven scars?
You know, it's funny. With any kind of anxiety.
Your father died.
You have like bouts with anxiety, I bet, too, right, Bobby? Like, you have your own, like, anxiety and shit.
I have it. Now that I quit smoking in the last year, I have anxiety. Yeah, I do. Every once in a while, I get it.
Yeah,
I got it last week.
I had one of those where you start thinking, like, you know, it's like, if I have, like, a heart attack or something terrible happens right now, like, it's it.
Yeah.
They can't get to you. So we eventually plug in the TV to turn on the news. The news says, if you haven't, it's local. We went to like local Long Island news.
Did you take out your earring nose piece?
No.
So in case you did die, at least you wouldn't have to be humiliated in the fucking.
That never goes.
Who's this fucking flaming mitten asshole with an earring nose? Go ahead.
I didn't have mittens on.
Okay,
I'm glad this guy died.
Oh, these are the guys we want to die. Earring nose assholes.
We plug in the fucking TV to check the news, and local Long Island news, they actually say the war, it's so terrifying. They go,
Big J, you are a loser.
If you haven't evacuated already, it's too late for you. The situation's now become dire and life threatening.
And so Jesus Christ.
So at 9 p.m. high tide, 9:03 actually.
You're not even there yet, though.
As it gets to 9 p.m.
Okay.
The water comes right to the front door of the house.
Of this guy's house.
Yeah, this guy's house, which also means ours too. It's the same. Yeah. They're same size.
Okay,
right to the front door, and we're like he's calling. Like now he's at the point where he's calling like emergency, like hotlines, and they're saying like the guy's going. He goes, you know, he's doing the thing. Where he's like, ah, we were idiots, man. We stayed behind. He's like, there's nothing we can do for you, man. Like pray for the best, stay dry, and just do what you can. Like just ride it out. He goes, they can't even send boats through until the storm is over. Because they said boats, and they did. Boats will come through the street at this point, because that's how high the water is.
Wow.
So now we're thinking about the plan of... So what, other than what the news says is... So
now, did you think about sticking your head in the water and calling your people?
I lost 70 pounds to get a fucking whale song joke.
Maybe. That's worth an applause.
That was
Jay's losing weight. Big Jay's... losing weight.
Good for you.
Like that's catchy.
All right, go ahead.
So, the news says one of the now the terrifying thing.
Hang on 1 second. Stop it. Stop touching the mic. Unless you can't touch your fucking gorgeous lips on the mic thing unless you're talking.
You know exactly how to get me to stop doing
something. Yeah, go ahead.
The news says. The
By the way, you can talk. You can talk anytime.
The scariest.
Phil, you too.
In Lewis's defense, he just heard the story.
I've heard the story. Times,
yeah. I haven't heard it at all.
Times.
My 40,000 listeners haven't heard it.
Yeah.
It's true.
I haven't heard
it. No, that's why I'm not adding anything to it.
But you need to go in like 10 minutes, though. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jay's not even a third of the way through.
Okay. So when a high tide hits 9:03, we feel like a sigh of relief. What the news says, this is the scariest moment for me where I was really like, we may have to like really make peace with the fact that we might drown to death, because it says every hour on the hour for the next 3 hours, there's going to be high tide further up the shore. And that may possibly, they don't know, but they say possibly will produce another surge of 7 to 15 feet.
Wow.
And we only had 10 feet left.
In the house.
And you can't swim in that water. You would die from hypothermia. It's so cold, the water.
Right.
I'm already freezing. I'm already wet, and God knows what's on me. Like the it's like sewage. In the basement, it was sewage.
Yeah.
So I'm walking through shit water, essentially.
Again in life, like the first 10 years of your career,
and the last two. So it just not to be like anticlimactic in any way, but like it just didn't. That just didn't happen. And at 11 o'clock, it started to recede.
So it didn't. It didn't come in the house.
It never came into the actual farmhouse.
Where's the dog and all
but
this?
But I'm telling you, Bobby, it stopped on the lip of the last night.
Wow.
And then,
well, here's the thing. It didn't rain that much.
No.
They
God.
Said if it rained,
yeah.
If it fucking rained in this hurricane, it would have been so much worse for people like you. Because if it was raining, you get a couple inches of rain, you're done.
Yeah.
You're fucking done.
Yeah. No, that would have been, it would have been terrible. But it didn't, and it started to pull back. And then it was like fucking Mad Max. Once it pulled back by about 5 in the morning, it had pulled back to like below the driveway now. And it was like about knee deep water at that point in the street. And me and that guy went out and like started like siphoning gas. I got out of cars and shit. Like he was literally doing
stealing gas.
Yeah.
Why?
For keep the generator. Like there was no information of anything.
Did people know that he was doing that?
No.
I hope Jay does jail
time. So 5 in the morning, you're stealing gas from people.
Yeah.
That would need that gas.
Just our enemies.
Oh, okay. So did you go to your car? Did you
tried. Couldn't siphon out of that. We had a full tank of gas. Couldn't siphon out of that. The new cars have the spring thing. You can't get in there and siphon. But I mean, before that.
You can do it with a broomstick, by the way.
And saying siphoning, by the way. He had 3 vehicles of his own that we were trying to pull from that. We couldn't.
Look, I get what you're trying to do right now, but this podcast, you're a fucking evil person.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay? Because there's some family that went, honey, don't worry. I got the generator. I'm going to siphon the gas out of your car, and you have a full tank.
You want to hear evil? I'll tell you evil. There's a guy, only one guy in my neighborhood. My daughter walked a dog one time. Dog shit in front of their house.
Yeah.
She went back, walked dog back home to go get a bag to clean up the shit.
Yeah.
While she was walking back, this guy came right out behind with a shovel.
Yeah.
Picked up and hit her back in the head with a shovel. Murdered her. No, the guy
Jesus Christ, I thought that was real.
No.
You fucking idiot.
No, the guy picked up the shit with a shovel, followed her behind when she went in the house to get the bag. He threw the shit at our front door.
Yeah.
Which I had like a problem. I was like, hey, isn't the adult thing to like maybe come say, hey, you know, your daughter's not picking up the shit or whatever. I'll correct that. Like we're all adults here.
Yeah.
And I went over there, and we're all adults here. I went over there. 5 minutes later, I went over there. I go, where's your husband? The lady answered, where's your husband? She goes, he went out with the kids. And I was like, well, I have a fucking your husband's throwing shit at my friend. She goes, well, your dog's shitting in front of our house. I go, you're a fat cunt. Tell him I live at 14. Laura. I just give my address. Like, I'm like, I don't want to come back here looking for him. Like, make him come looking for him. That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Go, you're a dumb fat cunt. Tell him I live right over that house.
I would love it if that was her fucking turn on word.
So the point
and she
is,
just fucked Jay right there. Just fuck. What'd you say? You're a dumb.
Did you siphon gas from their car?
Yes.
Yeah.
And his house is condemned.
Oh.
Why is his house condemned?
Foundation cracked in the storm.
Really? Yay.
By the way, hold on. We'd be able to hear Jay clap if he wasn't wearing gloves.
Well, I like to mute my claps with my mittens.
Yeah, his half mittens. So,
and we're long story short, we're displayed. You know, we're staying.
Hold on, long story short. Holy fuck.
Yeah, it's actually a 36-minute story.
Sorry, buddy.
Look, man.
We're staying in the Bronx. There's been a lot of like outpour. Like people are giving a lot of love for me, and I do appreciate it.
There's
people that have it so much.
Take
worse,
a beer with you, dude. Back to you, wherever you're staying. Are you going to be able to go home?
Ultimately, yes. Yeah.
And there's no electricity there.
No, there's electricity now, but they have to check all the outlets in the basement before you can turn anything like that on. Everything in the basement is destroyed. We went back on Sunday. With
TV's
depressing.
Gone.
TV's gone.
How high did the water come in the basement?
6 feet.
Wow.
Matter of fact, with the TV.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
Wow.
So it came right up to your eyeballs, so you had to look right at that line.
I had an underwear drawer I had up high, thank God. I had dry all my underwear and shit.
TV's gone.
But not only the TV was on easily, a 600-pound, like, kind of old, like, real nice, like...
Floated away.
Like fucking dresser.
Yeah.
It was on top of a dresser.
Old school dresser.
Forget the TV. The TV dropped straight down. The fucking dresser was flipped by water. The refrigerator downstairs flipped. The washer dryer... all flipped over on this, like, just from water rising. It's fucking crazy.
No joke, man.
And we went back on Sunday and started, like, pulling shit out and just putting it in the backyard, which is about to get all shit on again from the nor'easter.
You don't realize, like, how powerful, like, nature is, or like water, dude. I went surfing in Puerto Rico one time, in Rincon, Puerto Rico.
Hang on.
And the ocean. What, Kelly? Fucking.
You haven't said anything for 30
foreigner.
Minutes. The only thing you can say is
this guy.
I don't want to interrupt Jay's fucking story.
Here's the thing, though. You're about to tell us how powerful nature is.
Nature is.
I'm pretty sure we have a 36 minute story on. I think we get it.
Dude, one time I took a surfing in Puerto Rico,
and I got wiped out
in the ocean.
Crazy. Are you guys ever in awe at nature?
One time
it rained, and I was looking out my window, and I saw the puddle grow.
My rollerblades got wet.
My mama told me it was God bowling.
You fucking stink. This guy just lost everything, okay? And we get it. Mother Nature's crazy.
Nature, you scary.
You scary, man.
How are you doing, Nature? You don't even know, like... Watching me off my little skateboard.
What time? It was fucking snowing, and I couldn't get my fucking hopper chopper lockerless.
And my rollerblades kept locking up.
Oh,
I think we're making you more Mexican.
I love that we just keep coming up with shitty accents for you. Well, Jay, man, I look, if you guys, do you have a donation button that you get on your show? How can people help you if they wanted to help you?
No, he wears a donation button. It says, please help me.
There's people that really need help, man. There's people that really, really need help. I lost stuff. I'll rebuild my stuff. And I have insurance on a car.
He's fucking Steve Austin. I'll rebuild better, stronger. I will have a... You know what this fucking piece of shit is?
The machines will rise.
Can I just tell you? I'm going to tell you what this piece of shit did. Because I've been trying to break my fucking Hitachi upstairs, my 42-inch, for years. I've been trying to knock it over or have fucking Hurricane come in and take it out. You were fucking psyched because now you get to spend the money on the fucking 100-inch that you really wanted.
No.
Okay?
I love
you that left
TV.
That sucker down there with your dumb Xbox. Now you're going to get the black Xbox. You get to get all new shit.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, I don't make that kind of money. So it's
Jay's
like,
just going to start crying right now.
It's like, you know, dude, well, you know, insurance, even the... For the owner of the house, the homeowner's insurance, it doesn't cover the contents of the basement. So
whose house is it?
It's my mother-in-law's. Owns the house.
Okay, so she owns the house. You guys live there.
Yeah.
And
we pay like the mortgage and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
But she
no, Jay's smoking weed in his mother-in-law's basement. It's like, ah, come on, bro. Yeah.
There's nothing I could have done, man. Dude, it went from 1 inch to 6 feet in 5 minutes. I got candles,
bruh,
man.
Bruh, you didn't even see it, bruh.
Bro, my Doors poster got ruined.
Yeah, man. I had I have a Steve Jobs poster, man, from Spencer's Gift.
Oh, dude, my lava lamp got totally fucked.
Dude,
bro.
All
my collection of empty beer cans.
Dude, my
You know what
the salt water does to a wallet chain, man?
Corrodes it on contact.
Oh, dude. I had a Captain America bed sheet set.
Listen, man. Well, thank you, dude. I'm so sorry that happened. I'm so glad you're safe.
Not that. I'm fine. I had my breakdowns. My mom got me. I had to apologize for snapping at my mom because, you know, the whole time she kept saying, the whole time when I talked to her, she goes, look, you guys are safe. And the thing is, it was. And it was at a point of that, I was very happy to just be safe.
Come on in, guys. We were just talking about... No, it's okay. We're wrapping up right now. We were just talking. You guys lost your power too, right?
Yeah.
Tony and Rose, they work at... They're going in the room. They're actually staying here.
Oh, yeah.
So we're gonna wrap up soon, yeah.
They
Jay lost everything.
He lost
everything. Hang on one sec. Okay. See that microphone? Talking to that. This is Tony. He works. He's the fucking the Oz of the underground and all these places. If anything, you guys, he does everything. He fixes everything, makes everything, and makes you go to the Village Underground. Anything over there that looks cool or awesome, that's because of him. He's literally.
You should send him over to Jason.
He's fucking Gnome's little Mexican. Okay. What?
Magical
Mexican. There you go. He's not a dirty Puerto Rican like somebody in this room. But you guys, talk on the mic. Let me hear you.
That's my title right now.
There you go. But you guys lost power.
He sounds like my Benicio del Toro impression.
Yeah, he sounds sexy.
He sounds like how Louis's dad should sound.
Yeah. Oh. Louis, you fucking stupid idiot.
But he's dead.
You dumb. But
instead
yeah, actually, see where Kelly is? Right, sit over there.
We're going to have dinner then.
All right, you're going to... Well, anyways, you lost your power.
Yes.
Where were you guys?
Bedpage.
Beth Page. Oh, yeah. Oh shit, fancy.
Long Island.
That's pretty fun.
Wait, you lost your power, your ability to build things?
Well, no.
You're super yeah.
Mike, everyone.
Lewis
Mike.
On fire. Lewis on fire.
Well, yes, yes. No.
My mitten claps.
We were running some lights with my car, and we had a TV, and we still have hot water. So, you know, it's not that bad.
Yeah, but you mean it was pretty fucked up. Losing power is not a fuck. You mean having no light sucks, and in the neighborhood.
It fucking sucks, but I mean, you put it against all the other people that lost a lot of shit.
This guy over here lost his house.
Some people lost like
and his car. His car fucking shit the bed, and he got stuck in it.
But you know, they're pulling bodies off the beach in Staten Island. So it's
guys, I lost a quarter gallon of milk, and you know, it's just how it hits you. It depends on what's important to you.
My beer got skunked.
It really did. It really did.
Well, we got a power. We have the Diet Cokes, you know, outside the house, so they're fucking cold. So we're cool.
You know what? I hope Jay steals them tonight. I hope Jay goes with his creepy neighbor.
My Diet Cokes. With a real taking my ball and going home attitude. My Diet Diet Cokes.
What happened?
They're caffeine-free Diet Cokes.
No, we're not going to steal those.
Well,
it's funny, too, because everybody says something. Everybody in New York is like, at least, even the people that it was really bad. I'm not saying the people lost, people who died or whatever. But the people that lost everything, everybody says the same thing. It could have been worse.
Sure.
Yeah. It could have been worse. And I mean, not to fucking sound corny or whatever, but I mean, I think from Katrina to now that people know, get the fuck out.
I'll never make the mistake. I'll never try again. Even if it's gonna be 6 inches of water, I'll fucking get the hell.
You get
out.
The fuck
but,
out.
But I'll tell you. But there is something. But just to touch on what you just said, though, there is all the cliche. I said where I ended up having apologized to my mom for yelling at her, but like for the 50th time, I'm on the phone with her, and I'm actually back at the house now.
Yeah.
Days later, and spent like half the day just I waited in line for gas for like 2 hours, and now we're just pulling. Just the box. As you grab a box, the box just rips apart. And it's like, oh every blanket we have, and all that. You know, we're pulling all this shit out, and electronics and whatever we had in boxes stored for. You know, when we moved eventually.
By the way, let me just interject. You left like you never went back to where Isabella is in this story.
Yeah, you left her with lesbians. Is she okay? Yeah. Or is she do they own her now? Isn't that the lesbian rule?
She's got a nice thick patch of hair on the back of her neck.
Let me say both things.
What'd you say?
We missed a lot of shit now.
Yeah, he left his daughter with two lesbians.
Yeah.
She got a short haircut now.
They went back. He stayed at the house, sent his wife and daughter to stay with lesbians.
Okay.
He needed to be rescued. His wife came back in the house for 5 minutes. The water came up a foot, 2 feet. The car stalled in the water. They got out. Water rushed into the car. They had to walk waist high with the dog back to the house. Now the daughter's stuck. His wife flipped out, frantic, crying. He had to give her a speech like fucking, you know, John Cusack. And fucking, we need you to be fucking at 100%. Look at me. Look at me.
Survival's a game of inches.
Right. Across the face. Snap out of it.
They go back. They go in the house for a couple seconds. It's just filling up with water. They go to the neighbors who have a generator. Mm-hmm. They go back to the house. They get some stuff. Mm-hmm. It's too crazy. They have to drop everything, come back. The water, the basement's 6 feet. They go back to the house. The water comes up. Literally to the step, like an inch, the ridge of the top step of coming in and flooding everything, and then it starts to recede. But they lost everything. Everybody in the block, the neighbor that he fucking hates that threw dog shit at his house because his dog shit in the lawn, dog didn't have a bag, went back to the house to get a bag, supposedly. I don't believe that either. But
could have been a lie.
It's probably the seventh time this fucking his lesbian daughter did this. And he finally threw the shit at his door.
Dyke.
He went back to the house and said, is your husband home? No, but your dog shit on the lawn. You're a fat cunt. Tell your husband I'm over here. And we didn't hear the end of that. Did he come and see you?
Called the cops.
Is that illegal? To call somebody's wife a fat cunt?
No, it wasn't illegal, but the complaint was there. Yeah, threatened him.
Okay, did you go to jail for that?
No.
Okay. You went to court for that?
No.
Okay, great. So there we are. And then you guys walked in. You tiptoed in like little elves. And not because you're little either. I'm not saying that. But you are both little. And then you guys stepped in at the... Rose stood on her tippy toes. And you guys came in. You guys would be fucked in a flood, by the way. You guys wouldn't make the flood he had. You wouldn't have made.
No, man. We have a kayak.
You have a kayak?
Yeah.
You're back in the game.
You're back in the game.
Wait a minute. Is that a kike in a Spanish accent? We have a kayak.
Yeah, I'm Mexican. I have a fucking kayak.
You know what? You're racist. You can't force racism on my show.
He's done. He's going to bed.
All right. Well.
And Obama, I think Obama's going to win, too.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I don't know if everybody cares, but I do have the results. Jay, thank you so much
for... Well, I owe the morning the of all cars that got buried in water, a 2001 Toyota Camry fucking turned on after being buried in water and the alarm going off all night because the system shorted.
Yeah.
A 2001 Camry in the morning started and was able to drive us to get to
whose car?
In the morning. The neighbors we were staying at.
They had a Toyota Camry.
It was buried underwater, buried to the roof, started up in the morning. And the
fucking
alarm. And the
Japanese,
alarm,
man.
And,
the alarm,
and what's weird thing, in that 4 mile drive to get to where Isabella was, we saw maybe on the road like 20 cars. Easy, 15 of them were Toyota. Very weird. Toyotas.
Toyota that's is a cool. fucking great car. And they run on basic shit. Yep. Just like old cars used to run. They don't have too many. If I'm getting a car, I'm getting an old fucking car. I'm getting an old car just to have.
Yeah.
Just to have that shitty car because when the solar flare hits and some shit goes down and the big wave comes in, I'm going to start that fucking Toyota with 200,000 miles and drive to New Hampshire.
I got on its last leg, I got a 2005 Hyundai Santa Fe we have also, but it's on its last leg. It's like 150-some thousand miles from just doing road stuff and everything for years. And still going. It's the only thing that's getting us around. It's purple. Until we're able to get through this.
It's a purple car.
Well, dude, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad everybody made it. I'm glad you guys didn't, you know. But it's true that everybody in New York is like, it could have been worse. It could have, and people are helping people. There's a little fucked upness going on here and there. But, you know, it's man, I'm getting the fuck out.
Let's tell the people that, guys, listen next week, too. I'll be really funny.
No, look, man. Right. This is really a great good. Show, man. This is fucking very interesting. Nothing happened to me, dude.
Well, the thing I want to say about my mom, though, is that when she
died.
I never got to think about snapping at her.
Oh,
was I was there pulling all that stuff out, and she kept saying, she goes, it's just stuff, it's just stuff, and like I think people are saying that a lot to people, but you know what? It's like at the end of the day, it's like I started getting teary. I was like, it's all my stuff. It's like it's it. That's the thing. It's like it's all my stuff.
Life.
Like clothes.
My life here.
Like I had to go back on Sunday. I had two t-shirts and a pair of jeans that a button broke on. I had to go back Sunday. That just came apart. Not wait, Bobby.
I
had to go back on Sunday and like literally pull out of like puddles like clothes and see if they can be washed and like dried and clean.
Go to Marshall's, dude.
No, absolutely. Yeah, my point being is almost that. It's all stuff, but it's still a thing. It's like it's all your stuff.
It does hurt, man. You're absolutely right. It fucking hurts. It's your shit.
But people lost their lives, and that's fucking.
Well, here's the
thing.
We
survived, and I thought we weren't.
People lost the home, the whole thing. Like, it's gone.
Yeah.
And they paid for it their whole lives.
Yeah, sure.
Guy went to a job, and a woman went to a job, and they raised a family, and their house is gone. And they don't have a backup plan. Some of them don't have insurance because they live there so long, you don't need it. And they have nothing. How are they going to... And the government's not going to come in and rebuild. They're not dropping FEMA fucking houses around.
They say that, I don't know, maybe we'll see what the fuck happens with FEMA. But they said maybe for our stuff, you know, maybe some FEMA stuff. I'll tell you what, the only
you really want to get fucking shitty South America clothes?
Oh, no, not clothes.
The Patriots last year won the Super Bowl shirt?
Jay's going to show up in a pair of Fila shorts, like long white.
Yeah,
Alessi.
Yeah, Red Sox fucking 2000 World Championship shirt.
Fucking wearing a pair of Lottos.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you know.
Oh, but my Lottos are great.
Them? That's great.
I mean,
the only humor I was able to bring to the whole thing, which I did think was, which made the neighbors we were staying with laugh.
Yeah.
Because once the water started receding, everyone did like the shoulders dropped a little bit. It was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly does not know what that means.
I go, this has been so much like a movie. I said, I just got to go tempt fate. And I just went to the giant glass doors and I stood in front of them. I go, yep. Looks like everything's going to be just fine. I just see if like a shark would come bite me in half or something.
Ah, that's funny. Kelly does have the posture of an orange peel.
Kelly's posture's making my neck hurt.
Kelly looks like she's always saying, I don't know.
right now, like you got a second chance and you know, like all this shit, you can just get all that shit back if you want to. Or maybe this shit that you had to get rid of before and you just never had the balls to do it. And
so. Oh, you know, it's look,
that is true, though. There's a lot of shit. Like in my closet, I'm looking in my closet. Like I'm trying to have a kid, you know, but I have a one bedroom, you know, a duplex. I'm like, where the fuck is a kid going to go? I'm going to have to dump a lot of that shit.
Sure.
So what T is saying, I like to call him T on the show. Because what he's saying is a lot of that shit is horseshit, and you maybe didn't need it.
Sure. Yeah, dude, your 56-inch television.
That 56-inch, that
no, my
PlayStation.
TV next to
TV.
The basement was his room.
Dude, his spot.
That's why he's hard now.
That TV was rotting your mind, dude.
Yeah, dude. Now you can write real jokes and write your one-man show called
like
The Flood Within.
Big J. Wilkerson, flooding with laughter.
Yeah. Dude, Obama won, by the way.
Officially?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. You can hear all the fucking black people outside flipping out. Yeah. Artie's fucking flipping out right now. I was going to say something terrible.
He's going to finger blast he's going to finger blast 10 white girls tonight for that.
Here's the deal with those long fingers. I voted for Obama today. Very easy voting, by the way. But
a lot of horror stories about voting.
Well, you got to wait until like mid-afternoon to vote. You don't go in at fucking... A lot of people are trying to vote before work, and the lines are ridiculous.
David Tell told me it was a whole fucking nightmare he went through with it.
I'm over right by David Tell, and it's...
He went to a gymnasium in a building, and it was like... And that's where you went to?
Yeah, same place. We were in the same...
He said it was like people were all fucking like confused in there.
Well, yeah, it's very confused because a lot of old people vote. And a lot, they don't know what the fuck to do, and they change it every year. Last year was the machine. This year, it's, you got to go up,
hole punch,
get into a line, have some fucking other moron who's a volunteer. What's your name? Is this the Q line? Is this the A through K? And you know, you got to do all this shit and get your thing, and then you don't know what to fucking do. He's got to go. Okay, Jay, you got to go.
Yeah, I think.
Okay, it was a little fucked up, but once you maneuver it, it was very easy. And then you put your thing in and it scanned your vote, and on a computer screen, you have voted. Congratulations! I tried to take a picture. I almost got fucking tackled by Secret Service. No, you can't. Wow. You can't do that. I actually voted, which I was proud of.
Kelly, how do you vote in Australia?
Like you spit in the sand.
You like turn a seashell counterclockwise.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I've done my part.
You stick your finger in your asshole until it bleeds, and you put your thumbprint. I vote for fucking Mickey.
What is the crocodile say?
Mickey for Prez.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to vote in this country. I pay seven different kinds of taxes. I'm a permanent resident.
You shouldn't be able to vote in this country.
You don't vote.
I pay all that tax.
Kelly.
I pay as much tax as you.
I don't give a fuck. You shouldn't be able to vote.
Hang on. Settle down. You couldn't vote. Rose didn't vote. You can't vote either because you have that accent. Right?
Yes.
Nobody should be able to vote in America who goes, hello.
I don't think you should be able to.
How are you?
If you say
you and it sounds like you're being racist,
if you're the T off of an idiot.
Hey, Jew.
I think you should have to fucking have a college degree to vote. I think you should have to.
You're out.
I think that, no, I shouldn't be able to vote. I think they should test people on their fucking knowledge of the candidates before they let you vote.
That's exactly against the whole. Like
process of voting.
The whole theory of our
democracy.
Why
should anybody be able to vote? Why should someone?
I don't know. That's what people wrote in a piece of paper fucking in 1776.
Right.
I love how stupid you are.
How is that stupid?
Because you say only people who go
democracy.
To college should be able to vote. Do you understand? Most people don't go to college.
Because they can't
afford it. Hold on.
Because that might be really smart.
That's not true. If you can't afford to go to college, you
Lewis, bail on the argument. You're making a terrible argument.
You think a farmer, a guy who actually takes dirt and plants a seed lets it grow, knows how to fertilize it and make it become corn, and then takes the corn and puts it into and then makes and all this crazy and has fucking cows and makes milk. You think those people are stupid?
That's why I retracted it. I said they should have to take a test. Take a test on candidates' policies. Hold on, dude.
What? Speaking of the mic, Rose. Just go. Just go.
Bob, don't fucking just.
Well, we can't hear you. That's
the
why.
Common, the
it
common
doesn't make
man
sense.
Has
What'd
to
you say?
Be able to vote.
Like a 20-year-old who goes off to Iraq. And
yeah, those people shouldn't be able to vote.
I think that anybody.
Thank you, Rose.
No, I think
a way better, less wordy fucking example than my corn and cow.
I think
one.
Anybody who should anybody who votes should be able to understand what.
Crushed it with that.
Never mind.
I kind of made it into a rant at the end because I so people would think it was.
No, dude,
cool.
Let me make an actual point.
All right, go ahead. Make an actual point, real ass dude.
Anybody that's gonna cast a vote should be able to understand what each candidate stands for, and the truth is, most people don't.
I think here's the deal.
I don't think most people don't.
I don't think that's the case. I think people do know the issues. They know what their issues are, and they know which one the candidate stands for. If you're a Democrat, you're a Democrat for life, mainly. You're not going to really switch sides.
That's not true.
That's a lot now.
That's the type of person you are.
That's not true. Dave Smith switched. I'm not a Democrat. I'm fucking independent. I don't vote at all. I don't do it.
You can't talk about it then.
Why can't I talk about it?
Because you don't vote.
My wife's Hispanic.
You don't vote, so fuck you.
No, I choose not to vote because
that's
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You just spent 10 minutes telling me that you know what the fuck you're talking about.
No,
why should I listen to you if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about?
About their fiscal policies or about their foreign policy.
Oh, fuck you.
Bob, do you?
About what? Who? What, fiscal policies?
And
no, I don't.
So why? Who are you voting for? Then?
I know,
but
I know that Obama is for the middle class, okay, and lower class. I know that he's not down for trickle down.
That's Democrat, Republican, black and white. I know that much. I'm not voting based off of what I know.
I know that much. I know that. What the few big things that he stands for. I am for a Democrat, as far as a Democrat goes.
I'm pro-choice.
But let me finish. I'm pro-choice too. I don't believe that someone should get raped and have the baby because it's a life. That's crazy shit to me. Also, this guy's a fucking
a Mormon,
which is even crazier to me. The fact I can't.
It's like
a
new religion.
It was made up in 87. Jesus came back in a Corvette or something. Okay. I mean, I can't vote for somebody like that, but I'm going to vote. I'm going to say, you know what? For the lesser of two evils or whatever the fuck that is, I'm going to vote for Obama because there's certain things that he stands for that I actually agree with. So that's how I'm voting. Am I the smartest guy? No. Do I know everything about fucking foreign policy? Fucking no. But some people do, and they'll vote for the people. They're going to vote for the way they vote. I'm voting for my issues are, what I believe is important in my life. Okay, not your life,
and
anybody else's life.
And every American citizen should be able to do
that. That's what this country was founded on. You should go to fucking Egypt if you want those fucking rules. Okay, because only certain people can fucking vote.
Are those Egyptian rules?
No, not at all. I don't even know what the fuck they believe in. But what I'm saying is,
they already the big problem in politics is like when it becomes corporate interest, and if you're letting only college educate, a lot of times, you get like it'll be
We're only getting
what the fucking. Do you understand dumb people like you and me actually put Obama in office? Young people. There's smart people too, but a lot of people. I voted. Because of him, for the first time in my life, he got me off my ass to fill out the form, wait in a line, and put my fucking name on something. And I did that twice from this man. Okay? That's pretty powerful shit. And he did that to a lot of people. That's why I voted for him. He did something to me as a candidate. Okay? Not because I'm a smart person, not because I have a college education. Which I do almost in fine arts. I know how to watercolor. Okay, but here's the deal. Yeah, that's a fucking dumb statement. There's a lot of people who aren't quote unquote smart people.
It's not about being smart. Bob. It's not about being smart.
I
did take away the college thing.
Should go to college.
Hold on, dude. I did go to college. You care enough to vote. Then you would care enough to take a fucking test and pass the test. And if you can't,
I don't need to take a test to know that, you know what?
I don't think it's that fucking crazy.
There's certain things that are important to me. A woman's right to choose is important to me.
I understand that.
Yeah, but that's important to me.
What kind of test, though, as well, Lewis? Like, I can't take tests because I can barely read.
You're not an American.
No, but I'm saying
this is nothing to do with you.
Like, if you've got heavy dyslexia or whatever, like, what kind of test you talk about? A written test?
Well, the same way they would give you a written test if you're somebody who's going to drive. I don't know what the process is there, but if you have to go, you have to take a written test to get a license. But if you're dyslexic and you can't write, they will give you a different type of test. So I don't know what the answer. But stop trying to fucking corner me in the corner, Kelly. You asshole.
She nailed that.
That was actually a good question, dummy.
That's not a good question.
She wasn't even.
What do they do when you get a driver's license? You have to take a driving test.
None of the family went ever to college.
Forget college. I took college back in the original sentence. I said you should have to take a test.
Yeah, but a driving test is interactive, and that checks your reflexes.
No. What are you talking about? There's a written part of the driving test.
Look, I think. A person who doesn't even know how to spell could know what a person stands for.
Sure.
Certain big...
yeah, but you don't know. Look, it's not
you don't
like
need
you
to
know what they stand for. You know what the fucking Democratic Party stands for.
Exactly.
What the media will let you... You don't know
so
Obama or Romney. These are two dudes who we don't
but
know.
You think
who
they're
guy,
not... They're not.
But what kind of guy pass the test is going to know more
than
Obama
is just a figurehead.
No, it's not about knowing the dude. It's about actually understanding what they stand for.
Lewis, Obama or Romney, they're just figureheads. They're not that one guy.
Congress.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of people together that are actually making shit happen. It's not just, look, if I didn't vote, is it going to change the world? Fuck no. But I voted because he said something and did something that made me want to vote for this guy. Okay?
I'm not even hating you for voting. I'm just saying I believe
Yeah, but
that
you don't need... I don't
country,
think...
The country's literally built on the exact opposite of what you're...
Dude, what do you mean? What is it?
The reason... Who would you vote for if you could?
Obama.
Okay,
or if
why?
I was going to.
Why?
For all the wrong reasons. Because I like him more.
That's
as
not...
a dude.
Yeah.
Like, what the way I see him on TV, I like him more.
Talking to the mic. Talking to the mic so they can hear
I
you.
Actually took back the college
It doesn't
thing.
Mean anything if... Yeah. It doesn't mean anything. Okay. You didn't go to college?
No. No, neither did I.
All right. Who's kept college educated?
I went for 2 years.
I have
didn't get a degree.
I have 2 degrees.
All right, so the people in this room that make the least amount of money are college educated.
Yeah. Is this the
God bless America.
Film us. You don't think there's just something to that? Like if people said, like, I really want to vote, I do care. I that means something to me. But I'm going to go in through a process... of taking a test and showing that I'm educated.
No,
enough.
Because here's the deal. If you fail
but then
that...
again, if you want all the educated people just to...
It's not
vote,
educated,
then,
but
then
it's about knowing...
Don't talk over them. Let them fucking
Sorry.
Talk.
No, but I mean, if you want the educated people, then you're just going to get, whoever's in power already. So
that's not true.
Absolutely.
I have plenty of... My girlfriend is very educated. She's not in power. What type of power does she have? She works at a video game publishing company.
Look, dude,
right,
no. He's absolutely right.
In the middle of nowhere. Like, they don't have time to go to vote. They just have to go and mail the cash.
I just think that it should be more than, like, dude.
But Bobby's got a point. There could be a guy who can't read who is a fucking rube, but that motherfucker knows how to grow corn at a rapid rate.
Yeah, man, knows how to
fuck. That guy deserves to vote.
The guy has a fucking pig farm and raises the best fucking sow on the planet, generation after generation, and that's
what
they do. Sow.
You love
female
your pork,
pig.
Right? And this guy, they don't know how to fucking speak correct English. They don't know what the fuck's going on. But he knows how to raise a pig. Doesn't mean he's a fucking moron.
He's like a major cog.
Yeah,
I'm not saying anyone's a moron or anybody's less than the next person.
Yeah, but you throw that guy into a fucking test, he's gonna go, I don't know this.
Then I don't think he should fucking be able to vote because he doesn't know it.
By the way, kind of like what you're proposing. What you're proposing is actually already kind of what happens. It's like, yes, it's like people with big money, corporate, fucking Yale people are the ones that fucking make the decisions, essentially.
Yeah,
and
that's
what kind of true.
And that's what they're fighting
against.
They buy
each guy.
And that's why that's why Obama won, because stupid people like you and me liked him. He said, he spoke to us. He spoke to the younger generation. He spoke to the middle class. And he said, you know what? I'm going to give you the tax breaks. And I'm with you guys. And these are my beliefs. And that's why we voted for him.
Yeah, but I didn't vote for him. And
but you,
I also don't agree with his fiscal policies. I do agree that you need to put money into middle class business and people who are actually creating jobs. I don't 100% agree with everything Obama says.
They say that you give the money to the higher 5%. They want to give...
It's not as clear.
Trickle down doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Can
okay?
I ask what the questions on the test should be?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not.
Well,
who's the first president?
When you finger fuck a girl,
hold on.
For the first
time,
use your index finger.
I wouldn't
do
that.
Like
stop talking over fucking people.
Do you
Jesus.
Like Obama just because he's black, or do you think he's also badass?
Does jizz taste like A syrup?
If you think Mitt Romney's not a real ass dude, press B.
If you
not A, B, you idiot.
Are you a real ass dude, A?
If
you gotta take off by my friend downstairs.
Thank you for sharing your horrific story.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're safe.
I'm
glad your daughter's a lesbian.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you stole gas from your neighbors in a crisis, and I'm glad your family's okay.
I stayed dry. Isabella was clam bashing and in now fucking you can North America.
Yeah. And so, now you can finally justify wearing your outfits.
Yeah.
Because you have no clothes.
I have no clothes. So I have to dress like a guy who wears no clothes and ask for dollars.
And now, now we're stuck here alone with Lewis and his fucking angry politics.
Yeah,
you should go to school.
I love you, Bobby. Thanks for having me on the podcast again, dude. Thank
make
you
Make sure
so
you
much.
Check out Legion of Skanks, and make sure you check out Jay wherever he's going to be.
Yes, indeed. Facebook and Twitter.
Facebook. Big. What's your Twitter?
Big Jay Oakerson on
Big,
both.
Please go check him out. One of the funniest guys we have on the show. Yeah. Good friend of ours. Oh, the cops. There you go. They're going to burn down the town because the black dude won. Okay,
so
Kelly.
Just follow me on Twitter, Kelly Fustuca, and then also follow the podcast, YKWD Podcast, on Facebook and on Twitter. There are the cops. Woo!
Yeah, Phil, what do you got, buddy?
Website philprovencio.com and posting all the lovely photos that you find folk
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we take great photos, man. You guys, you love the photos that we get from the show. 5 o'clock. What?
He's the best.
The best. 5 o'clock,
of Phil.
The photographers.
Yeah, he's fucking great. He's great. We have a lot of people that do the great photos. Phil is one of the best, man. He's great. Lou, what do you got?
Visit my new political podcast
called Duh.
Called
Don't Be Stupid.
I hope fucking Big J and Bobby Kelly get rectal cancer. .com.
Oh, they're coming for you. They're coming for you. And make sure you check out Rose and Tony at a fucking. Where are you going, guys? Thank you. All right, go eat, guys. Thanks for being on. Make sure you check out hammerfisting.com. Funniest, honest, best podcast of MMA out there right now. They work hard at it. They love it. And they put one out every week no matter what. Lewis and his fucking band of asshole, real ass dudes at riotcast.com. You guys go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Hit our page. Buy your shit through Amazon. You're going to get anything you from Amazon, whatever. The book Cheat, you can get through Amazon. Hang on 1 second.
Thanks.
Okay, we took photos. So when you see the photo, that was it right there. You guys are great. Go to my website, robertklive.com, brand new website I just put up. All my dates. I have an app, award-winning app on iTunes. Take it easy, buddy. And you can get that for free. Everything's for free. Podcasts for free. Apps are for free. Riotcast app is for free. The book's not for free. Buy that for Kindle or yourself. Great gift. You guys are awesome. That's it. Hope you enjoy the show. Next week, Big J, Lewis are back. Kelly's back. We're talking some bullshit next week. Really fun show. Spread the word. You guys are the best. Dude. You know what, dude?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.